turn to the Word of God.
And
if you've got your Bible, you can open it to Exodus chapter
33.
We'll read Exodus chapter 33 from verse 18 to 23.
Το βαγγίτσικε εν εξοδόσια του πατέρα μου τελπούλα, τε μανούρκα αντί αντί φαλά βαμπιστούλα. Το βαγγίτσικ σάνα, μανούρκα εξοδός του πατέρα μου τελπούλα, τε μανούρκα ο νετήλ φαλά βαμπιστούλα, κατά ο πατέρα μου ροπούλ. Αρούμισες, μα αν πάει τόνι φουρνάει τζόλο, φαουί κούσα τσι ουόβ, Ισάου, απαντάκι, φάτσα ραβρέτσι ο ανατσιανάου, κα ανούθα μια νάρα τσι ουόβα, ο ανατσιανάου, φάει άντρα Ισάει αντσάκρο, αρι αμίτρα φού, αμσέ αντρα φού, αρουί κουίς, τσμάς μα ήταν τάβο κουινάου, φάτσι μισούλα μα ήταν κα ουβέλ, τε ουί τσι ουόβ, ήτρου μισή φυτουέρνα, e tu anilo e i zanna io un punni arrabbato e no quella mandare un funnai e a tauku e io un zeppo che mi arrabbato e no che usa runak
good let's pray
ca usa runak ni tano che no ma da pagare e te Ανάιστραντάνο κουάγου καηγήτανι φούκεναου φαντάβαγου τσιουήτα.
Δόξα
κυπάλα.
Fathers, speak through your word this morning.
Ραϊόν τενιέναν δελάλα τενιέναου αντιμαραντή.
We want to be changed.
Τένα τε ουφάν Ισαράι.
We want to humble ourselves.
Τε απανέτσον τένα να Ισαράι.
And submit to your word.
Arte anai kem ten nom.
We want to submit to your truth.
Arte anai kem fa marina no kuisai.
We want to live.
Arte yai nisai.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Jesus. Amen.
God had called Moses.
Nyan son Moses and Jemant.
And given him a big job.
Tenu me yasa le beis.
You could think if God gave you a big job that yeah. You would ask him for more instructions. But Moses said to God, please show me your glory. This was a very, very sincere request. You're not talking about someone who just wanted some entertainment. It's not a casual curiosity. It's a deep question from Moses to God. The root of it is, who are you? I want to know you completely. I want to know you deeply and truly. Do you know that in the Old Testament, the Hebrews used to write about a man and a woman. And they spoke about a husband knowing his wife. And what they were actually talking about was the intimacy that takes place in the bedroom. Where they take off their clothes. And they are together. And nothing is hidden. Nothing is covered. There's no deception. There's revelation, there's seeing and knowing. Who are you? That's what Moses was asking God. He said, show me your glory, show me your being, your essential nature. God doesn't, he doesn't brush him off, he doesn't send him away empty. God responds positively. And he says to Moses, I will let my goodness pass before you. I will make all my goodness pass before you. See, he's actually not resisting Moses. He's saying, I'm going to disclose what I can. And I'll proclaim my name before you, the Lord. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I show mercy. I want to show grace to, and I show mercy to who I want to show mercy to. What he's actually saying is, I'm completely in control of this moment. And I'm completely in authority over every life. I'm the Lord. And I have mercy on whoever I want to have mercy on. Which is the flip side of that is I can kill anyone I want to kill. God answers to no one.
He
doesn't answer to you or me.
He
is above. He is sovereign.
He is a master deed.
He is the King of Kings.
He is a panzakam panzak.
He reigns in magnificent glory. And he does exactly what he wants to do. Nevertheless, he says to Moses, I will let my goodness pass before
you.
And then he says, you, but you cannot see my face, for man shall not see me and live. He's saying to Moses, it's not that I don't want you to see me. It's that you just can't take it in. I'm too big for you. I'm too glorious. It won't just blow your mind. Just destroy all of you. I mean, not one of us here can drink the ocean. If we look at the sun, our eyes burn. You must just try go inside the sun and see if you survive. And those things aren't even God's glory, they're just a reflection of it. So, God says we have a practical problem. If you see all of my glory, it will simply overwhelm you and you will die. But I've figured out a plan, he says. I'll stick you in a bit of a cave here, a bit of a hole in the rock. And before I come around the corner, I'm just going to cover over the opening so you can't see that well. He says, I'll use my hand to shield you. And then I'll pass by. And as I go past, once my back's turned to you, I'll take my hand away.
Trebuie la muscul de fapt tot când e sur consentana.
And you can only see the back of me.
De la muscul uita nou.
Now that's interesting because that again is like a anthropomorphism. It's humanity being put onto a spirit being.
De ochi nu e malința, însă ce s-a lezea uopite nena na tenu entna ma nu ochi an sabata tino tenena nu tenen teoza na tono ochi nu e sabata utaka chan stai nun veli.
What God's really saying is, I'll let you see the afterglow of my glory, just something of what remains after it's passed by.
În tine tenem asante, ue, reva mandaloa levul înainea, din zesisa ta felioza mea, le pare că e în zisa vrita nou.
God is that glorious.
Tena sante, înainea, pe zanea gemant.
He is that great.
Tena ue, zan le beza, mințis.
That His brightness is brighter than a thousand suns.
Ni fa mira pirante bula ma mira cha lavja non ma suando ma arrivo.
You know the sun in the sky?
Ita na rovele ma suando di amlanteri?
It's actually a tiny star.
Ina de kita me kering rante noise.
There are millions of stars brighter than that.
Bula misia kita na bula ma saba lavja ni sana ma arrivo ma.
God is brighter than all of them put together. What is God's glory? The Hebrews used a word that you could pronounce kabod. This word meant the weight of something. The weight of it, how its substance, how heavy it is. So, what is the weight of God? What is the measure of His substance? It means, so His glory is His essence, it's His being. But in His response to Moses, we see that that is His goodness. God is altogether good. So His glory is the weight of all of His goodness and His majesty, His splendor. And God actually wants people to know about His glory. He wants people to see something of Him and to respond with worship. So worship is the value of something. In English it's made of the two words, worth and ship. So how much is it worth? It means if you worship something, you value it. And God's glory is His weight. So, you know when you go to the market, you buy 1 kilogram of tomatoes, you pay a certain amount. You buy 2 kilograms, you pay more. The weightier it becomes, the more it costs. God says, if you see all my glory, it will just crush you. But what He wants us to do is take a step back and say, I understand something of the weightiness of God. But it's infinite. And so I say it's of infinite value. When we start to understand God's glory, we start to value Him more. In other words, worship begins with the revelation of God. See something of God, who He is. And our response is, that is worth more than anything else. So I've told you, what is God's glory? It's His goodness and the weight thereof. It's His being. How is God glorified? When something of Him is revealed. And when it's accurately acknowledged. When God receives the worship. When people see the true worth of His being. So, Psalm 19 verse
1.
It says, the heavens declare the glory of God. And the sky proclaims His handiwork. The heavens declare the glory of God. The sky proclaims His handiwork.
Praises it.
We worship God for who He is. We praise Him for what He's done. That's when we see God rightly. How do we give glory to God? When we then begin to tell of Him rightly. See, God is glorious. And He is glorified when He is revealed. So when you can see something of God and you respond rightly by ascribing the right value to Him, your response is, God is worth everything. And this leads to the main point I want to make. How do we give glory to God? Because this is the important thing for you and me. The heavens declare His glory. The sun shines. And it says, God made this. And people look at the world around them and they have to say, there is a great God behind all of this glorious creation. So to glorify God is to acknowledge Him in His true value. But then we get to texts like Romans chapter 1. I'm not going to read it. But what happens there is Paul makes an accusation against the whole world. Says, even though God's glory is revealed in creation, and people have no excuse, they could acknowledge Him, but they don't. Instead, they make a tiny little idol and worship that. How stupid we are. That we would make something with our own hands and worship that. When the God who created everything, you just have to look at the stars at night, and you would know there's a God you should be worshipping. But instead, we worship the wrong things. We worship created things. Some people worship money. Some people worship sex. Some people worship power. That's what they're living for. They're living to be materially happy. They're living for the next time that they can have some sexual encounter. Well, they're concerned with their reputation, their fame, their power. See, you may say you're not like those guys in the bush who are idolaters. You may say you don't have a zebu head in your bedroom, there are no idols in your house. I mean, if I come visit you in your living room, you don't have a sacred tree and some zebu horns there. But I want to tell you, idols are in the heart. That's where idolatry happens. And if you don't worship God above everything else, then you haven't understood His glory. And you're probably an idolater worshipping something else in His place. And so, we move on to some interesting application in our lives. How do you bring glory to God? There was a blind man that Jesus healed. And after Jesus healed him, the Pharisees were not happy. They said that this Jesus guy is a sinner. And so they go to the guy who used to be blind. And they say something interesting to him. They say, you couldn't have been blind. So, give glory to God. Tell the truth. The truth they want to hear is that he says Jesus didn't do it. They're saying to him, glorify God, tell the truth. Now they're absolutely right. They're telling the truth is how you glorify God. See, what we're supposed to do is reveal an accurate value of God. So that's where the truth part comes. We're supposed to give God the credit when it's due to Him. We give Him the honor. Not just for what He's done, but for who He is. So they say to this blind guy who now sees, tell the truth, glorify God.
Jehovah, entonces ven, tener una grandeza de una otra manera.
It's actually quite a humorous story, it's quite funny.
De otra vez, para más me quiere le tratar.
Because in the end, he tells the truth.
Sachin, un faro antena la zamarne.
He says it was Jesus.
Vocês veem, Jesus me ensina na mão leis.
And he says Jesus is who he says he is.
De vocês veem, Jesus cura. Le tena we arakul la zain tkuiz.
The blind man who can now see.
Le la zamba zain na ira trazoa.
Has a right estimation of who Jesus is.
De tena na fumba kamina funana. Marna mumba Jesus.
And he testifies truthfully.
De tena tsupa fumbe la marna tkuiz.
Know how you glorify God?
I know tsana fumba fumbeza no funana.
You have a right estimation, a right valuing of who God is.
Tena we mai mandanza na tsatsana maiita nlanza na jemanta mai siazi mitse no.
And you testify truthfully.
Tena tsumuka bafutela marna kuya no.
Truthfully, God is worth more to me than all of you put together.
Tena marna kuya ajemanta bula yota lafta non reta tambat.
Truthfully, God is worth more to me than my wife.
Tena marna kuya ranfa marina na sante bula yota lafta non vatwa ajemanta.
Truthfully, God is worth more to me than my children.
Rantena marna ajemanta bula yota lafta wanapa unjosana.
That's how I've come to value God.
Isende na lefanato kaba kwe na mesa na funaita na ajemanta achan.
Sometimes I fail.
Rantena love, nani?
I find myself living for something else. But if I have to stop and reassess, reconsider what I'm living for, reevaluate what truly matters, then God must be put first. He is of infinite worth.
And
that's what it means to have something of a revelation of His glory. I want to challenge you this morning to consider the glory of God. Everything exists because of Him. Your very life breath is from Him. And everything exists for His glory. Are you willing to bring that weightiness into your life? And then your testimony is what you value, how you value God. Let's pray. God, you are glorious. You are of infinite worth. Thank you for revealing to us through your word who you are. Help us to rightly value that,
Lord.
Where we've chased after other things, may we treasure your glory. May we put things right. May we adjust the scale and correct it so it speaks the truth. May our lives be a scale that testifies of your works,
Lord.
And testifies truthfully. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.